Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to implement a safety program. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Forming the rules to a large extent is a simple job, but it is rather difficult to implement the rules on the grounds to the level. It takes a lot of hardship on the part of the people who are been assigned to the job and to execute the program. They have to work hard to explain to folks the reason why the changes have been brought and what good is it for them. You will also find a few guys or gals who will not agree with the new program and will reluctant to participate. These challenges need to be addressed and sorted out as well. When a construction company comes up with a safety program, it means that overall employees working in the company have to now follow some extra rules, which they are not used to. You know, I mean, you got to follow the rules, you know, because if not, it might cause you a problem, you know, safety first. Bringing something all of a sudden can be a little difficult for people to accept, and therefore they might not take it sportily when if the program is for their good. A construction company, while trying to implement a safety program, needs to keep the certain facts into perspective and then gradually try to bring in the change. Excuse me. Number one, make it a part of their habit. The reason why many construction workers do not want to wear those extra safety belts is because they have never worn one, and when they are asked to attach extra load on their body, they might not be comfortable with it or with the idea. Therefore, one primary deal with this by bringing in a change gradually and make them use it all the time. You can ask them to wear a bit of an extra accessories, but you inform them well in advance that the company is intending to provide the workers with additional safety gadgets, and people should be wearing them so that they can work safely. This brings in a sort of extra excitement amongst the people, and they will welcome the decision. And next, provide proper training before you actually start using it. Training your workers on the following safety program is quite essential. You may form certain safety guidelines, but as long as the workers are not informed about it in advance, it will not be fair enough to ask them to follow it the day you want them to follow. You know, you need to gradually build it in. They just do not know what the safety program is all about and why you want them to follow it. Proper training of the safety program should be given to the workers, and all the questions need to be answered so that they can take the program positively and apply it on the job. You know, safety helmets, you got to have that. Safety glasses, you got to have that, you know. It's very safe to say, you know, after the fact, but you need to have that stuff on the whole time. Next, monitoring the implementation of the safety program. Once you have trained the workers about the importance of safety program and have also asked them to follow, the next important thing will be to monitor it. If all workers are correctly following the safety norms in the initial stage, it might be a bit difficult for the guys to be in sync with the norms, and therefore proper monitoring is required so that whenever someone is having a hardship to follow, he or she should be assisted and shown the correct method. You know, don't get on them. Correct them. Just show them the correct way how to wear that stuff. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.